This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, I'm Rob.
Hey Rob, you know we've got a bright spark in our office.
A bright spark? Oh yes, by that you mean someone intelligent.
Well...
Someone full of energy.
I didn't exactly...
Someone with clever ideas. Feifei, there's no need to waste everyone's time. Just say my name. Rob is the bright spark in the office.
Rob, that is just one definition of a bright spark. Bright spark 可以描述一个精明的生气勃勃的人。不过它还有另一个意思。
So, come on, Feifei. When else would you describe someone as a bright spark?
Well, it can be used sarcastically and humorously to describe someone who's done something stupid. A bit like this.
Which bright spark suggested we go for a walk on the wettest day of the year?
Come on, own up. Who's the bright spark who turned the power off and caused everything in the freezer to melt?
Are you the bright spark who told the other team our game plan? I think you owe us an apology.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在本集节目里，我们教给大家 bright spark 的两个意思。一个意思是聪明的、朝气蓬勃的人，而另一个意思则是讽刺和幽默地描述一个做了蠢事的蠢人。So, I'm sorry to say, Rob, you're the second kind of bright spark.
Oh, really? Why is that?
You left the window open last night, and this morning I found all my documents and scripts blown all over the floor.
Are you sure? A bright spark like me would never do something like that.
Rob, it's exactly what a bright spark like you might do. And it means I've lost the last page of this script.
Oh, really? I think I can remember what it said. Something like, sorry, Rob, you are wise and clever and the brightest spark I have ever known.
I don't think so, Rob. Which bright spark would write something as cringy as that?
Okay. Time to go, I think.
Good idea. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Authentic, real English. From BBC Learning English.